Blog Talk Radio.
Diamonds on fleek. This chain talking about heat. Put it on. Screw it. Spread out. Screw it. Spread out. Screw it. Spread out. Spread to a penthouse. Spread out. Spread to a penthouse. Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek. These niggas all sweet.
Weak.
Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seed.
Put it up.
No care for the IG to D.
No care anything for club.
They do anything for club. Bitch.
What up, my boy? It's time to get that talking, man.
Hey, it's that Fight Club time, man. What's going down? What's going down? All right, man. Look. This is how we're going to do this, man. We need to get a show in, bro. First of all, let me congratulate you. I can't even talk today. Congratulate you in on the show, man. It's time to chat it up a little bit. I guess let me throw something out there for the people that don't know already. We had a champion, Thoms himself. That's he's on the Bum Lions. And, we got to go on and put that out there. We didn't put it out there, so we're going to congratulate him. Just, that's the words out there. But now, the honeymoon's over. Your championship is over. Now we're starting over. We got some new guys that's out here trying to collect, like this guy here that's online. We got the Browns. We got a lot of people out here that's trying to take down Thoms at this point. So it's time to get it in, man. We're just going to have a little podcast, a little talk, a little trash talk, have a little fun. Some people out there think they worthy of winning a championship, but they're really not. They're really not. They don't have the scheme. They don't have the team. They just got problems all the way around. So I invited a guest on board, one of the head dogs out here, top five right now, the Chiefs. What's going on, my boy?
Just chilling, man, trying to get that dog, baby.
I see you. All right, man, thanks. Appreciate you for jumping on here with it. Look, man, so we're going to jump into it. Let's see who really got it, man. I need to know from you because you took some time off first. Let's start with that. You took some time off of Madden. You was one of our biggest competitors back when you was in, what was that, 20, was that 18 or 19?
It was last year. Yeah, it was 19.
All right, cool. One of the biggest competitors, one of the biggest trolls, and you backed up what you said. Took some time out, tried to jump back in to see what's up, see if you still got it. Right now, you rocking and rolling, but let's be real. Some people out there, they messaged me, they DM me, they said, you know what, he wouldn't be as good if he didn't have the Chiefs. What you think about that?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell whoever that sent you that message that they can suck a fucking fat one, all right? I think the Chiefs, man, it, no doubt they might be one of the top three teams in the whole game, especially in our franchise, man. But at the end of the day, if you got skill, you got skills. It's not going to come down to a team to win games.
Yeah, well, that's true because it's not like you won every game, right? Right, so
no.
So it comes well, down to it. Some certain things happen out of your control. But
exactly.
So let's go into it now. So if you feel that way, you haven't won a championship yet. You only been in one season. So that being said, I know you feel yourself being able to take you to a championship level. You got a championship team right now. If you had to think of one, who is somebody that would probably stop you from getting there? Who is somebody that's a contender? Give me three names. Three teams.
Well, first off, no one is going to stop me other than myself. it's just that's just how it is. If I don't play dumb, which I normally do, there's no one that's gonna beat me. But there is some top competition in this league. I was worried about King. He's in my division, but, you know, I don't know what he's doing right now. He's sitting at
1-4. What the hell happened to him?
that guy is
I don't know.
All right?
I don't know what's going on with him right now.
Yeah, he needs to get his life together, get the GM in the room, sit down, have a little talk about his team. He needs to get the QB in the room. I don't know what he needs. He just needs some help, all right?
That's right. Now, you already smacked him once, though, right? You already put it down on him.
I mean, I wouldn't say smack, you know, unless you're trying to say the 18 points is smack down. But, I mean, you know.
That's two TDs, so, you know.
Yeah. All right. It looks bad when a dude that has 100 days gets beat by a dude that has 20 days. You know what I'm saying? It just looks bad. But, hey, you know, I'm going to let him live his life. But at the moment, you know, I think Gabagol is a good contender. He's in my division. He beat me by 3 points.
Oh, is that the Chargers?
Mm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he talks some trash. He talks some major trash. He's a troll, but he actually got the skill to back it up, which is rare. That's rare.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Who else you got? Give me one more.
I'm cool with the trash talk. I'm going to go have to – I'm not even going to mention the Super Bowl champ from last year, man. I'm going to go ahead and say Clint Old Bum, my boy Sulky on the Steelers.
Mm.
That man is dirty, man.
Is he really, though? I mean, didn't he just lose to the Jags?
I mean, I know you beat him.
I mean, let's be real. He had me. He really was getting beat by like 21 points. He just got lucky and came back in the end. Just some luck stuff. But, you know, let's be real. He couldn't move the ball regardless of who he had. At least that's the word in the streets. I'm not going to be the one that put his business out there. But, But we know Salty's nice, man. I ain't trying to disrespect him. You know, the kid's nice. Does that mean he gonna win every game? You know, it's Madden. Shit can happen. But it's some other fix. So I tell you what, we're gonna do a rating, right? You can help me do a rating for the league. Certain players you done play or seen play. If you haven't seen them play, you can just say it like that. So we'll go down a list. I'll think of some teams, and you just give me a rating from 1 to 10 based on how good they are, 10 being
all
the best.
I got you.
All right. So we know – so I'm even though we know he won the bowl, we'll throw the Lions out there. We'll start the Lions. So we'll just say the Lions. We'll earmark him at 10 for now, 9.9, something like that, because he was undefeated, okay? So let's start with the Raiders.
Raiders.
Based on what they're doing now.
He's got to be a 3, maybe a 2.
Oh, shit. All right. Give me the Steelers.
Salty, he's good. He makes some mistakes, but he's good. So he's beatable, but I'd have to give him a solid 9.
Okay. All right. Chargers.
You know, that I only lost by 3 points, and you know, he loves to roll out with his quarterback and stuff like that, so I feel like next game I'm going to have him. So I think he's about a 7.
Okay. Well, that's solid still. What about these Redskins? I mean, they went to the bowl, you know, they went to the bowl within the last 2 seasons. Since we've been playing Madden 20. So, but he hasn't been back. But he's in the conference finals every season. But right now, I mean, he took a couple sim losses, but, you know, ain't our fault. So, where do you see him right now? What do you think? That's Richie, Redskins.
Yeah, Richie's a fun one. It's fun to troll him. He has the skill, but he can't finish games in the playoffs when it matters. So I'll do it like this. During the regular season, he's an 8. During the postseason, he's a 2.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Now, Dash,
he gets
fucked
hurt.
Up. That's fucked up. All right. So let me throw I'm going to throw the Bears out there. Now, have you played the Bears before?
I haven't played him this Madden, but
you haven't played.
I know Rob. Right.
Okay.
I know Rob. Rob is one of those guys that needs a good team to win. Even though that's, you know, I said earlier. That
now they say the same thing that about Salty though. They say the same thing about Salty. You know, you gave Salty a 9 now, but Salty needs a good team to win.
I mean, he doesn't really have a good – I mean, he gave away two of his top defenders for a quarterback with escape artist, so his defense is absolutely garbage. So, I mean, all he's really going off of is skill on defense and then Deshaun Watson on offense. So, I think there's a little bit more skill that you have to do if you don't have the stars. He gave away Devin Bush and T.J. Watt for Deshaun Watson. So, that definitely plays a toll on his team for sure.
Okay. All right. What about the Colts, man? The power rankings came out. Colts at the top of the list. They undefeated. They're the only ones that's legitimately user undefeated. No Sims, no Forces. He's beating all his competitors. And he's leading his division, obviously. And he's led his division every season. He hasn't been to a bowl yet in 3 seasons.
You know, I played him in the playoffs, lost 21-7. He's a tough guy. He definitely has, you know, some skill. He knows what he's doing. That's one of those guys that, you know, I'm not looking forward to playing, but at the same time, he's beatable. I'd probably give him about an 8.
Okay. Yeah, he's definitely beatable. Cause if I remember I think the Jags put they foot on his neck too, but you know, that's a different story.
Oh,
no,
shit.
Story for another time.
all right.
So who else we got that normally lead winning divisions? We got the Dolphins. You probably haven't played the Dolphins. That's Nick Banks. You know, he's somebody that tries to stay under the radar. Don't talk a lot of trash. He tries to go out and just play the game and see what happens. So if you haven't played and you probably haven't seen his skill, you know, the Colts said he's definitely beatable. It just depends on what's going on in the game for him. But he's kind of a two-trick pony. 2 plays, you shut those 2 plays down, the game's over. So I don't know how much we need to talk about Big Nick. Nick, don't come for me. I know you're going to listen to this. But but I'm just telling you what was told to me. So – let me see. We'll go somewhere else. Who else is being nice out there? Who else is nice? Who else am I missing? You know, you did the Raiders. We got, you know, who else? We got the Jets out there that's screaming that he's nice. You know, he's trolling. You know, he's won a few games, betting big money, you know, losing big money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I don't know how good he is, but, you know, what do you think? What do you think? He's a read option guy. Is that an actual thing? Am I behind in the Madden times? is that an actual offense to run these days? That's,
you know, I can't even comment on it. You know, he's gonna run whatever he wants. I'll let Jesus take the wheel for that guy. But at the same time, I've never played any competitive Madden player ever that has ran read option. So if that tells you anything, I'll give him about a 4 for losing about a stack to Rob.
Ooh, okay. So we got a couple guys out here I know. I'm just going to say, I'm going to use them as honorable mentions. You got the Packers, that he gets to the playoffs usually because Z – you know, the Lions usually wins that division. So, but Packers usually gets there wild card style and then, you know, left exit real quick. but he's nice, though. He's nice. He's come along. He's been in Fight Club for a good minute. And he took his lumps. He's gotten a hell of a lot better. And he's given guys a hell of a lot of problems. But he can't get over the hump. I don't know if that's because competition is in his division, but he doesn't give up. You got the Texans out here that's screaming he's better than the Colts and better than most guys. He's got the Texans. He's given up D-Hop. You know, I don't think he has shit, I don't think he has his quarterback anymore, so I don't know what he's going to do. But he seems to be decent. No playoffs really yet, but he got to get past the Colts. I don't see that happening. The Colts is already guaranteed that's not happening. So we got a lot of – but the Browns are the one that we didn't get to. There we are. The Browns, a.k.a. the Tigers. This is your guy that with the Chubb that's coming through, drilling everybody, smash-mouth football. He don't do a whole lot of trash talk, but he wins all of his games, usually by blowouts. And then, I mean, what do you think about his love? Give me a rating for him. You've seen him play, I'm sure.
I've seen him play. I haven't really
you analyze
paid
it?
Too much attention to him. Yeah, okay. Just because of the fact that, you know, he had a good record last year. I don't know what's going on this year. He's 2-2. You know, I just don't. I don't see the issue. I've seen him one play that he ran in a money game. He flipped the play 3 times to run a dive play. You know, he flips the plays and then throws picks. You know, I don't see good people doing that these days. You know, I just you know, he might have decent skill, but the way he runs his offense is absolutely an abomination to Madden.
Wow.
So he's about a 5. We'll give him a 5.
A 5. Ooh, he's going to be pissed. A 5. That's a slap, man. That man said, maybe this is the reason. Maybe he's come across guys only that hasn't been used to heavy run, that gets frustrated and not knowing how to stop the run. And he hasn't come across. And so when he does come across somebody like the Lions I want to say the Black Knights, but shit, he just beat the Black Knights by like 30 points. So it's tough. It's tough to analyze and say what he's good at. But he's definitely been winning his games. You can't argue with numbers. He's winning by 15, 20, 30, 40 points. You know, he's doing this thing. So that's a tough one. 5, that's a tough pill to swallow. Probably be a little bothered by that, but we'll see where that goes. We got the Black Knights. Black Knights. What you think about the Black Knights? You saw him ball? That's Higgy.
Yeah, I've seen him ball a few times, man. He's not bad. I feel like if you do stuff that he hasn't seen before, it's game over. Whether that be just different formations that he's not used to seeing. Like, he's probably used to seeing bunch and all these running formations and stuff like that. So he definitely has the defense for that. But you get him flustered, you get a hurry-up offense going against him, it's game over, man. You see, he's the only one that's lost to King this season, and King is not even anything special this year. So I don't see him as a top competitor in this league. And in another league that I'm in, he's in there, and he won the Super Bowl. His team's stacked. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but he's definitely not a threat to me.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that. He told me himself, you know, he takes to the other leagues. He usually dominates those, come to Fight Club. He's competitive, obviously. Gets to the playoffs, deep in the playoffs normally, and then, you know, just depends. He might fall off. Lately he's been falling off, but he won a couple of championships for a while Salty was in. Salty's kind of his Achilles heel, or should I say he is Salty's Achilles heel. Salty can't beat him, apparently. So I don't know why, but that's the case.
Everyone has their Achilles heel, man. And if he's Salty, right, then I'm going to need his game plan, you know what I'm saying?
Right. All right, and so I'm going to throw some other names out there, and then we're going to call it and move forward. But I'm just throwing it out there. We got the Saints that are up there pretty high right now that's playing at a good level. The Panthers, a new rookie that's come in. He's staying under the radar. He took over a failing team and has turned them into something. So I think he only lost one game. So theoretically, I think that was a low game, so it was probably he close to undefeated. The Eagles are playing nice. You still got the Seahawks out there. The Diablos and the 49ers. 49ers normally wins their division. that's chalk love, but wins this division, gets to the playoffs, that's usually one and done. But no disrespect, he's still winning the games typically. Diablos, he's kind of like the people's champ, you know. He's kind of like you. He has your playing style, but he doesn't have as good of a team. So he flips his and mostly runs the ball. But, again, he sees himself as a champion this season. So I like to see where that goes. Everybody else, like the Vikings, man, like I said, the Texans, Redskins, those guys, this is going to be a tough season. So I want to see where these guys go, what it looks like for them during the season. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see who's actually going to win. So I'm trying to build these Jags. I know you said you in for a championship. At least you're looking to stroll for one this time. So you said the only person that can beat you really is yourself if you play dumb. But
yeah.
So it sounds like.
And that's with water.
You shouldn't be playing dumb with them Chiefs, man. There's no way. I mean, it's too many pieces. It's hard to fail. The only way you could fail is if you didn't have a running back or a running game and you don't even need it. But that's it. I can't think of another way you can fail.
In the game I lost, I ran the ball about 18 yards a clip. 170 yards. I'm not a runner. I've never been a runner. I don't really like running the ball. And that might have to change. I got me a little rookie. I might have to go 50-50 with these play calls, man.
That's right. All right. Cool. Yeah, I see the Lions almost won MVP and Chubb almost won MVP with their running back last season, at the end of last season. So, but somebody else ended up winning it. Shit, I can't even remember who. But it's cool. See, the run game is definitely prevalent in this Madden. I cannot run the ball to save my life. I'm still stuck in Madden 17, 18, trying to pass the ball, and that shit is dead. Madden may let you get away with two passes, but if you keep going back to back, eventually something will happen. And then you're just going to be pissed and you're just going to give up. Or at least I will, because I just can't do it. So I'm just going to try. I'm going to try to figure out a running scheme like you guys. You know, I don't have a good team like the Chiefs, but I'm just going to run the ball down somebody's throat if I can help. I don't see it working out too well for me, but hey. It's all
good.
Hey,
you've got to find the plays and find some stick.
Yeah. That's true. So I need to look at some of these plays, buy this ebook from Richie, and this. He says guaranteed to get you to the conference.
And then fail out, I tell you, yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess. Maybe that'll still might be an improvement for me. I don't win many games. I don't play enough hours. When's the last time you won a bowl?
In here, haven't won.
How about in general? In general,
I won at the end of last Madden, won a $100 bowl. I actually won two back to back in one of the leagues. I'm out here just trying to make this money, man. I played Geeky the Texans the other day, beat him for $100. Waiting on his ass to pay.
Did you
up,
really
man,
play
so.
That game? I thought y'all was kidding. Y'all actually played that game.
Oh yeah, we actually played.
Okay, so you play the Texans. You got a beat on him. You know what he like. You know what his game's like. Okay, so
he's nice. He's just
okay.
He's not me.
Gotcha. You feel like he can be competitive. He's just not on the same level as you and some of these other guys. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And what was your rating for him?
Geeky, he's probably about a six.
Ooh.
I see him maybe sneaking in at wild card, but other than he's not going to win the division. He's not going to make it past wild card. He's not going to do any of that.
Damn. Okay. Okay. All right. That's serious right there. He may be a little pissed by that too, but it's all good. So what I'm trying to do is see now who's the new bunch that can come out. Who can take down the guy with the target on his back, which is the Lions. So if you're saying you're definitely pushing for the bowl, and everybody else is claiming that too, you know, you got King that feels like he's still going to get there no matter what. You have the Colts that are saying he's going to be unstoppable this season. So he doesn't see why he would lose at all. And he got a good point right there. You know, you got the Browns saying he took two L's by luck, but he don't see him losing again. He's going to win his division, trying to see if he's going to win the conference. So all that plays in the factor. Everybody's gunning for the championship and definitely saying that they don't have a issue with playing the Lions and getting past the Lions, getting past you. But I took a poll, and a sneak behind the scenes poll, and most of these guys out of the top three, they were saying, hey, they felt like the Chargers were going to be there. They felt like, if you believe it or not, they said the Chargers, they said the Colts, and then they said the Lions again. But you were right behind that.
Mm-hmm.
What could stop you? Again, I know it's the same question, but what do you feel like you need to do to get better to thrust yourself over the hump? You already know you're going to the playoffs. So what can get you over the hump? What do you need to do? What do you feel like you need to do?
All I need to do really is just play more hours, man. Get used to the Madden, get used to all these blitzes that everyone sends, get used to the coverages, stuff like that. No one's really doing anything that's out of the ordinary or crazy, you know, that I haven't seen before. It's just something I got to get used to so I don't get flustered back there in the pocket and throw dumb stuff.
Okay. So what about the defense side of things? I mean, if no one's doing anything crazy that you're not used to seeing, on the defense side of things, you got some people screaming about this 1-4-6. Is that a tough defense to stop? Is it unstoppable?
No. 1-4-6 is honestly is something that I would like to play more. I have more problems with defenses that are in formations I don't really know and they just send the heat. 1-4-6 is very beatable as long as you know how to find the holes. There's always going to be something open if they blitz everybody. It's all about taking checkdowns and getting as much yards as you can. You know, 3 yards is close enough to a first down after three plays. You know, go for it on fourth down, whatever, fourth down and one. It's not unbeatable. It's just probably annoying for some people, for sure.
But the pressure, though, I mean, with that pressure coming, it's like, almost instant within 1 second, unless you're blocking it. I mean, what do you have to do? Block, I don't know, what, six people? It's tough. That's tough.
No, you got to block seven for sure. Seven if they blitz. If they don't blitz and you block seven, you're kind of fucked.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what I need to do. But it's all good. Listen, man, we're going to wrap up the show, but I want everybody to know, you know, we this podcast was mostly about the leads and doing a little bit of talking, allowing our boy, the Chiefs, to do a little bit of trash talk and allowing you guys to recognize that the Lions was a Super Bowl champ, as if you didn't know already because he took all the money and ran off. That being said, my man, we're gonna get ready to sign off, and we're going to do some more shows and get some more people on. But right now, we're trying to say hashtag Chiefs for the championship and the bowl. We'll see you in the bowl. We'll reserve the money for you, man. Appreciate you being on.
You already know, man. Appreciate you for having me, man.
All right, man. Later.
You too, buddy.